Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you remember, I said 2 weeks ago, if the Mets don't, maybe even less than that, if the Mets don't at least make the NLCS, failure.
Yes.
And it was kind of split down the middle. Like, yeah. So a lot of people agreed. Some people disagreed.
It was last week. It was last week.
Well, I'm going to move it. World Series now.
Wow.
Every time they play... I mean, you just listen.
Hey,
this is the year. You got to do it, Mets.
Some people in this room saw this coming, and there's only two of us, so that has to be me. Saw this coming for a while. Remember the comparison I made to the 86 Mets, which was not necessarily this iteration of the Mets could beat the 86 Mets. It was just the similarities in the lore. Right, the iconic, potentially for this season, iconic nature of how this Mets team has come about, and you know, Buck Showalter changing the culture, and Stevie Cohen spending the money, and you have this elite feel around everything that they're doing, and some guys just working their way into relevance, and others just kind of doing what they're supposed to do. Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, that you know, you talk about these players and the Skip. And the explosion, like this excellence that they certainly are sitting at right now, BT. How can you not? This is if they win the World Series. And again, you raise the bar now, and I'll go there with you. If the Mets win the World Series, get to and win the World Series, how is this not one of the great stories in the history of their franchise? And I know they've had great ones, but this is just amazing because they've been so bad for so many years, and now it's like they can't lose.
I'm going to take it a step further. As you're saying this, I'm actually thinking, I think we've got to extend this beyond the parameters of baseball. Okay?
Okay.
And you, Alice, we could go back a million years, but just for the sake of being somewhat current, yes, the greatest lament of my sporty existence is the 94 Knicks not winning the championship. That's different. That's a different file.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously
it's different because of who they were stopped by.
But also how they got to that point, the slow ascension, you know, Ewing in his prime and Pat Riley and the rivalries. Like it was a gut punch that I don't know that I could ever feel quite that kind of pain again as a sports fan. I don't know. I look at some other situations where there's been, you know, a real palpable energy toward a certain team, a belief, a conviction, and that team fell short. There are some of them. Obviously, the 0-1 Yankees. Obviously, the 0-3 Yankees, right? You could even say the Mets in 88. There are some teams. But the way this season's going, right, the way it's going, and the way every night there's a new hero, there's an energy, the place, I mean, Queens sounds different. You know, we know the Bronx is burning. Queens is on fire, okay? And if the Mets don't punctuate this season with the ultimate achievement, I think that this is going to go down for many as one of the greatest disappointments in recent memory.
Really?
I do. Because of the emotional investment. Listen, we're all invested in our team. We all want our teams to win. You wake up, even when the Jets are terrible and the Giants are terrible, you wake up, you're 2-7, but you're like, well, yeah, I know we stink, but if we win 2 or 3 wild card, like, you wake up, you put the jersey on, you put your fantasy team in, you make your bets, you go to the games, you tailgate. You're invested because we're always invested with everything we do in the city because we don't know how to half-step it. But the investment for Met fans for this team is unlike anything outside of 86 that I have seen.
Yeah.
There, it's different. Well, it feels different. It looks different. and they're beginning to process things differently.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
And they should.
Because the expectation has risen. Like, every month, there's a different level of the expectation. Like, all right, we want to win the division. We want to blow away the Braves and, you know, put the defending World Series champions in their place, which is rightfully behind us. We are the Mets. Right? Then it becomes, all right, well, let's get to the second or, you know, the third, the NLCS and, you know, be relevant. And then it's now, all right, how about a World Series? Like, all of these bars keep becoming the new expectation for this Mets team. It's why, if they do win the World Series, and I said this 2 months ago, BT, this team will be remembered. It'll be iconic because of the journey that they've been on. But a disappointment if they don't.
I don't know how you debate that.
Well,
I mean, anything's debatable. I don't mean that, but... I mean, just read the tweets from Met fans. Listen to the calls.
But the reason,
listen to the crowd.
But the reason I say
it's different,
it can't be a disappointment because the season has already been so successful, right? It's fun to go.
That's what makes it a disappointment if you don't win.
I mean, I hear that, but I also see this Mets team set up for immediate and future success.
But that's a different conversation.
Of course
I don't even really disagree with that. They seem to be a well-run franchise. You're not wrong there. I'm not talking about 2023 or 2025 when Alvarez might, you know, be an all-star and Beatty's got 29 home runs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about right now. Every fan, the diehards, the devout, the fans with real energy. I don't mean guy twisted in the wind. Oh, this team stinks. I check out. Oh, this team's good. I'm going to jump in. I don't mean those people. That's fine. You're that kind of fan. That's fine. I mean the diehards. Those who when they lose a game, like Evan, they flip off that TV
and they're pissed
and they shuffle their feet and they slink. And I'm not making fun, like, because I've done this as well. Like, you just trudge to bed, you're disgusted. I mean, emptiness is a little strong because it is sport, but relative to sport, you're empty. The Met fan has been as fulfilled now as they've been in. I mean, pick a number.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been many years. It's been many, many years. And I hear you, but a disappointment I can't buy because they've been so damn good, man. They've been so exciting. I mean, hell, Vogelback walks up to the milkshake song last night. The place is going
crazy. Everything's working.
Right? Yeah. It's funny. I mean, just as an aside, I don't know how you knew, but you called that. I think this kid's going to become a cult hero.
Because I just know how we react here.
But
had a little bit of bat with the Yankees with the three buttons open and the gold chain and the pipes.
But
we like that
but
stuff.
The only
we like
way characters. That happens is if he does what he's doing.
Oh, no question. 15, but I knew he could hit.
What, has he got 15 hits?
Well, I knew he could hit. That I knew. I mean, I knew he was going to hit
almost 1,000 or over 1,000. Like, he's been unbelievable.
Yep.
Does not crush in home runs, but there's just something about him that makes him fun. And interesting and a character. I think that's really what, you know, when I think about the memory of the long lasting memory of this Mets team is the characters on this team. There's nobody that you're like, yeah, that guy's just a dude. He's just a guy on the team. Everybody has a character, whether it's the aces, both of them, whether it's the evolution of Diaz with the trumpet playing now and Francisco Lindor living up to this $300+ million contract that everybody thought was an overpay. Now he's close to, you know, he's at least in the conversation for the MVP, at least the second half MVP. Pete Alonso's as a masher. Like, there's characters all throughout this roster, which makes them memorable. And if they punctuate it and win a World Series, I don't know how it doesn't go down as one of the great teams in Mets history.
Well, of course it does. We agree with that. The flip side is, if you don't punch it home, how is it processed? How is it viewed? It can't be viewed through this complete prism of completion. I know that was redundant. You can't look at it and say, whether it's 2 years from now or 10 years from now, with unwavering satisfaction.
But
not how we handle it.
I understand
fans.
That. But you also have to realize that winning a World Series is hard, man.
As evidenced by the last time them doing it back in 86.
That's right.
And not easy.
There's a lot of teams that never that don't sniff it ever.
I hear you.
And the Mets were that team until this year. Right now, all of a sudden, if they win the World Series, it's a disappointment.
That's what I think. That's my opinion. Or at least get to the World Series.
Yeah.
That is my opinion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.